Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We are at Ford Field, for people just joining us, which is where the Michigan Association of Broadcasters do their annual career fair. So we have been out here for a few years now doing the show and meeting a lot of young people. Gator, do you see yourself in some of these young students?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly it takes me back to one of my favorite times of my life.
You know where I would have – oh, was it? High school.
Oh, high school. Yeah, you're right. But yes, it was, and I could see a lot of aspiring broadcasters walking around here, and I could put myself in their shoes when I went to events like this with my high school, Andover High School. We had WBFH was the radio station I worked at, and it's still in operation at Bloomfield Hills High School. But we went to they had the Michigan Association of Educational Broadcasters. And that was a much smaller group because at the time there were only maybe a dozen high school radio stations in the state. But it was a great learning experience. Got to meet kids from other schools and programs and stuff like that. And it was cool. And then we went to the big MAB meeting a couple years in a row. Well, I went to go 3 years in a row.
When you were in high school?
Yeah.
So here's what you're
Central Michigan. I think both years I went.
So the Michigan Association Broadcast, MAB.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been at the MACE convention if I were to have gone to a convention when I was in high school.
What was the MACC, dog?
MACE.
MACE?
Well, I don't know if it exists, but it would have been the Michigan Association of Civil Engineers.
Oh.
That's what I would have gone. I wanted to be a civil engineer.
Yeah.
I wanted to make roads and bridges and stuff like that. But
I wanted to spin records.
And alas.
Talk on the radio.
Alas, I ended up in this career.
Yeah. I think things worked out all right for
it's
you.
It's been okay, yeah.
I mean, but, you could have, developed the next great bridge. You could have fixed the Zawaki.
Oh, dude, hey, that perhaps is where it all started. What is this abomination? I can do better. All right, so last night, I spent the entire third quarter of the Piston game on my computer. I started in halftime. I'm like, oh, let me get this done right quick. We are making some changes in our household. As people perhaps know, we are now empty nesters. And we have a chance to start canceling things that we no longer need.
Oh.
So one particular major conglomerate has a streaming service that was very popular amongst our children, mostly when they were small. But we were still
headquartered somewhere down in Florida.
In Florida, I think they also have a branch in the Los Angeles area,
California somewhere.
Yep. Yeah. And we had their Plus service.
Oh sure.
Yep.
Sure.
So we're going through the credit card bill, and we're like, you know what? We don't need this anymore. Well, I'll just go cancel it.
I can tell you firsthand that it's not
easy. The entire third quarter I spent. Yeah. The entire third quarter I spent trying to cancel it.
I know.
Oh, my God. And let me tell you something. So I'm logging on, and I get on the – and next thing you know, like, I'm on an account that includes, like, the history and all of our stuff with the at the park. And I'm like, well, I don't want to cancel this. We have this set up for when we go. Everything's easy. You get the wristband thingies. And
you planning going back?
I might. We might. Dude, Epcot's awesome. As an adult.
What are you, my brother? You going to go back?
Yeah, I might. But I'm like, I don't need to cancel this. I'm just trying to cancel the streaming service. And I went around and around and around. Yeah. So then I'm trying to watch a Piston game, and I got the remote, and I'm like, I got to log on to this darn app and do it on the TV. That didn't work. That was a waste of time. But let me tell you, and I was like, I'm gonna take it out on this streaming service somehow, some way. I'm gonna get them back for this.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to give up, and we're gonna pay $19.99 the rest of our lives. Turns out I figured it out. So I just there's never a big button at the top that says to cancel, click here. To unsubscribe, click here. It's way down at the bottom. You got to work your way through a matrix. Yep. You got to click. You got to enter passwords. You got to get a code. I had the code sent to my phone. Everything.
Yeah.
They don't make it easy. They make it the hardest thing. It's like cracking the Da Vinci code to cancel a subscription service.
I don't know if this is going to make you feel better or worse. I had to do the same thing 6 months ago, and I realized that I had two subscriptions.
Okay.
Because I bundled it with one of the other apps of a four-letter network. And when I did that, I realized, wait a minute, don't I already have this somewhere? And I found out that I did. So I had to cancel it. It didn't take me a whole quarter of basketball to do so, but I do understand the rigmarole you have to go through.
Dude.
And I will tell you, the saving grace in doing something like this is to Google it first.
Well, I did Google, and it said click on profile, which took me forever to find even profile.
Yeah, right.
And that's the other challenging thing was I was not trying to cancel ESPN, which was tied into this unnamed streaming service that can get bundled with it. And I'm like, I don't want to cancel that. I just want to cancel.
Championed by a mouse. Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, I get it. I went through it, and it was
very complicated.
Well, the other thing that makes it complicated is they ask you like three times. They want to make sure that this is what you're doing. Are you sure you don't want? We can offer you it, and then they'll send you another email. Yeah. Here's a great offer. Are you sure you want to go? So sad to see you go. We're going to have a great offer coming up. Like, I don't want it. I've already got it. That's the reason I'm getting out of it is because I've already bundled you.
When I got done, though, I felt like I was ready for data and coding things. Like I can go. I can do anything now.
It'd be a long division.
So don't ask me any questions about the third quarter last night. It was a little distracting.
Okay.
Yep. All right, straight ahead. Dan Campbell spoke to the media regarding the trade deadline, why they did or did not do what they did or did not do. You'll hear what he had to say coming up today starting at 11:16. It's Carson Anderson. We're on the road. A little bit later, we'll get the latest on Tarik Skubal. As people are starting, first day of free agency here, people starting to report on that. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Give it to us face to face. All right, so Doug.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've noticed, and I'm sure you, it's not lost on you either. The hairstyle is...
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah,
same barber.
Yeah, sure.
Every kid.
Yep. Yeah, my boys.
Yeah,
the bird's nest.
Yep,
absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to your phone calls, 248-539-9797. We go to Mike. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you, Carson Anderson?
We're good, Mike.
Good, good. I just want to give my opinion about the Lions, like, not doing anything on deadline day. I don't think it was the best move, not getting offensive linemen. Like, even a guard for Mahogany, he's going to be out for a while. I think we should have went for, like, a guard or something, but... I do think we're going to be fine with what we did do. We got some players from the practice squad, but I feel like if there was a good value at the trade deadline, he should have went for a guard.
Do you think he would have if there was a good value?
I mean, the Browns were offering their guard. I heard he was really good. He wasn't going for that much, like a six. And Titans were giving up their guard. Zaire was on the play.
Well, hold on. I'm dead serious. Did you see it reported that you could have got Betonio, the guard from Cleveland, for a six-round pick?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I saw it on Twitter.
Who had that?
I saw it on Twitter. That's why.
Do you know who reported it, though? That's what I'm asking.
I think one of those line pages that I follow is one of them saying that they were giving him up for a six. I hope they were wrong.
Did he get traded to anybody for a six-round pick?
No,
he didn't. So does that tell you maybe the validity of that report may be in question?
Yeah, you can't believe everything you read, but I do
no,
agree
so
with that.
I mean, I think you're on, like, 100%. If they could have got good value for a good guard for not much, they should have done it. I don't think anybody would dispute that. I do not think that Brad Holmes would have not traded a six-round pick for a player that could come in and help them right now.
And I have one more question. Do you think Goff is the guy that won us the Super Bowl?
I think he can.
Yeah, I think he can.
You think he can? You think he's the guy that could do it for us?
Do you? Do you?
To be honest, in this day and age, like, it's tough. Like, there's a game that I feel like, yeah, he can win it for us, but there's also a game where I feel like, no, we need a mobile QB in this day and age. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it's tough. It's really tough. Like, it depends
so
on how he plays.
I mean, there's more than one way to get to the finish line. And Matt Stafford, by no stretch of the imagination, was a mobile quarterback. He was probably more mobile than Goff, but nobody would ever say, we need a mobile quarterback, let's go get Stafford. and he won a Super Bowl. So it can be done, and he won it a couple years ago. And I'm not even going to bring up the some of the Hall of Famers in the last 20 years that were immobile that won Super Bowls. I don't know if golf is trending that direction, but yeah, I think Jared Goff could win a Super Bowl. But it's he's not the kind of quarterback that wins a Super Bowl on his own. He needs the team around him, and they've had a Super Bowl contending team the last few years. But I guess until he does it, people won't believe it. Yeah. And I get it.
Look, they got to stay healthy as a team, and if they do, I think they have a great chance of actually winning a Super Bowl if they can stay healthy. But that's the big if.
Yep.
And right now they're dealing with that if on the offensive line, which is unfortunate because the offensive line used to be the strength of this team. Frank Ragnow retired, and it changed the dynamic of what the strength of this team is, and now there are injuries to that line that's already was already compromised by Frank's retirement. So it's tougher to do it. But in the meantime, I feel like the defense has a chance to be better than what we've seen in the last couple of years. Again, they got to get healthy, and it sounds like they're going to get healthy. DJ Reed will return in the next couple of weeks, it sounds like. Terry Arnold is back, and in his first game back, he played really well Sunday against the Vikings. That makes me feel better about the secondary. They need to get Kirby Joseph back. It looks like he might be out another week, but you know, keep him out as long as you have to get him as close to 100% as you can, because you need Kirby Joseph down the stretch leading into the playoffs and in the playoffs.
So, and what makes Goff effective is elite quick processing, decision-making, and the ability to deliver an accurate football. And he does that at such a high level. He has a success rate of moving an offense without having mobility. You got to, if he wasn't mobile and he couldn't deliver the football, then what are we talking about here?
Right.
But he's really exceptionally good at reading defenses, processing defense, and delivering a football on time to the right place. All right, we said we'd get to this. Let's follow through on it. Dan Campbell spoke yesterday with the media. Did you talk with Brad Holmes about trade possibilities? Here's what the head coach of the Lions had to say. So I like the end. Like, he's whatever, we're still going to go win, is his attitude. I think if they could have got a starting caliber guard for a six-rounder, it would have fit into the what he, you know, said. That would have been intriguing enough, I would imagine. Right?
Yeah, sure. But I don't think that was in the offing. I just don't. And, you know, the fact that the previous caller can mention a couple of teams that were reportedly offering up offensive linemen for that, and did those offensive linemen get traded?
No.
So you think the Lions are the only team that was in need of an offensive lineman?
Yeah.
They don't get traded often, and if they do, it's not going to be, you know, a starting caliber offensive lineman for a sixth-round pick. Teams would be jumping at that, and the Lions would have been first in line to try to make that happen. It's just not realistic to think that was a real opportunity.
If a Browns reporter, and the only one I can think of is Mary Kay Cabot, but if she had reported that they had a sixth-round pick – and they were willing to move Betonio, the guard, for a six-round pick, I think he would have been moved.
Do you have Mary Kay in your Rolodex?
I do not, and I don't have any other Browns insiders. But next up, what is the not making a trade? What is the message to the depth guys on this roster? Here's Dan Campbell.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Crazy, Scott, because we've talked a lot about, like, the bedrock foundation for everything they've done is winning in the trenches, which isn't new football analysis. It's been said for years. But they've put a lot into the offensive and defensive lines. And their offensive line, they have developed an elite one. And their defensive line, it's been somewhat uneven because of the injuries. And maybe some guys didn't pan out like they'd hoped, like a Levi Onwuzurike or a Broderick Martin, whatever. The foundation on offense is coming down. This might come down to either another rookie guard, Tristan Colon, Owusika. I mean, some of these players.
Colon's not a rookie.
No, Frazier is. It might come down to a rookie guard, comma.
Okay, sorry.
Tristan Colon, comma.
You need to say
Owusika,
who the rookie guard was.
Comma.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it might be along those. It could come down to whether or not those guys can perform that determines how much of a shot this team really has to win a Super Bowl.
Well, I'm intrigued by Owusika because Kyoto Owusika started and played every down in the NFC Championship game at guard for the Lions. He has some experience as a starter, and I thought he acclimated himself quite well in that game. He started a couple games last year. I don't know if there's going to be any kind of major drop-off from Mahogany to Owusika because these were the two guys who were competing for that job, and, you know, Mahogany edged him out for it. Okay. So I like cultivating that chip on your shoulder. If you're Owusika and you were, you know, beaten out, okay, congratulations. The better man won the job, but it's not going to stop him from, you know, from working and staying on the squad and trying to get there. He didn't pout about it. He's worked hard, and now he's going to get the opportunity. And these other players, they all have an opportunity as well. We saw how well they responded against Tampa Bay with the secondary, with the Legion of Whom. Those guys were fantastic in that game. It might be a bit much to ask for offensive linemen to do that as well, but they're going to get an opportunity, and it's going to be more than just Almasica. It looks like you're going to have, you know, guys competing for a chance to play at tackle as well.
Gator, we'll have more from Dan Campbell coming up, but straight ahead, we open up the Big Old Tub of Pretzels for the question of the day. It's Carson Anderson, open lines, 97-1 the ticket. Carson Anderson, 97-1 the ticket. We are down at Ford Field for the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Career Fair. Scott?
Doug?
You ready for the Big Old Tub Pretzels?
You know I am.
Kang, are you ready for the Big Old Tub of Pretzels?
You hear the music?
It is the Big Old Tub of Pretzels, the question of the day. Let's go.
Let me clear my throat. All right, here we go. Question number one. If you could only listen to one musical artist for the rest of your entire life, who would it be?
Wow.
Tough question for Gator, man.
This is so tough.
Okay. I mean, like the deepest. So am I looking for new music? Am I looking for music that I know I still like? Who's got the deepest library?
I mean, that's kind of where you got to, I would think, you'd want to go. So it hasn't expanded. You don't want the one it wonders.
No, I know. But I'm saying if there's a current artist that I kind of like now. Are they going to keep making enough music? Because my gut instinct, absolutely love almost everything in the catalog. And there's, I swear, 1,000 songs. Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Steely Dan. I know what I'm getting. And there's so much music produced by
Steely
that.
Steely Dan just puts you in a good mood.
Yeah, it really does.
It just puts you in a good mood.
Really
it's
does.
It's easy listening. It's yacht rock, and although he hates that.
Donald Fagen.
Donald Fagen hates that moniker, but it's a good call. And that's a call I expected from you.
Yeah.
For me, I mean, it's about longevity, I think. I'm trying to think, because the band that initially comes to mind for me was, you know, together – in the classic form for about 10 years, which is great, but my God, I've heard all those songs 1,000 times each.
Yep.
So I kind of like got to expand it to a band that's still making music and has done it for 40, 50 years. And with my genres, I'm it's a band that has changed their sound a little bit. I'm going to go with Iron Maiden for me, just because starting off in the early 80s and they're still making music today, they're totally, you know, have. They haven't completely transformed their style, but that's what it is for me. I got to have a band that's been around forever that can still make music that I like.
It's a tough one.
That's tough.
Yep. Because I'm trying to think of who.
I wanted to go with Bad Company, but
I want to do something like I'm trying to think of what current artist keeps putting out music and I keep liking. I'm kind of in Morgan Wallen place right now. I'm not a big Morgan Wallen, but he keeps putting out music. I'm like, that's catchy. I like that. I like that. And it's new stuff moving forward. Can he keep it up? I think I'll go with the Dan.
Steely Dan.
I'm going with the
Solid
Dan.
Solid call.
All right, Kang. Did you got an answer, Kang?
Yeah, the younger Kang would have probably said Tupac, but I feel like Kang's grown up, and I don't think I can listen to Tupac that much anymore, even though I do like it.
Yeah.
So with that being said, the other choice I'm going with is also unfortunately deceased as well. It's probably end up Michael Jackson, just because his repertoire is just so wide. I can, you know... I could dance, I could feel good, it could be a slow song, you know, just, I think Michael Jackson, King of Pop, man, so I'll probably end up picking him. And I don't think he's coming out with any new music, Doug.
Can't believe he got no love for the West Side, but okay.
Seems likely that, although you never know, right?
Yeah, right.
The lost tapes.
You know,
the lost
tapes. Brady can clone him or something, I don't know.
All right, next up.
All right, what's the cutoff height for you to stop using half inch when you tell people how tall you are?
Like,
I think Doug,
like
you
I'm
still
six,
use it. You say six,
I'm
three,
six
and a
three
half.
And a half.
So I guess for you, it's 6'4" do you stop, or you just say never stop?
Yeah, because I used to be 6'4".
I think you just own it, man.
When you grew your hair out.
I was, at my height, literally, 6'1". I will always say I'm 6'1". Even though I know I'm not 6'1 anymore, I'm going to say 6'1 till I die.
I think that's a good cutoff, 6 feet. I think once you go over six, just say 6'1", 6'2", whatever it is. But I think.
So I'm 6'4.
Yeah,
yes,
go
you
for
are.
It, man.
I'm 6'4,
yes, you
are. Dan.
Own
it.
Damn right you're 6'4.
So I think, is it weird to say people 5'8.5"?
Kang, what do you. So you go over 6 feet?
I think the bar is 6 feet. At that point, you can just say 6'1".
I have my suspicions about this question.
What?
Why?
Because I thought Kang was going to say 6'7".
Oh, no, no. Oh. This is a...
Yeah! Woo!
I wish.
That's all what right. I thought you were going to say. I thought that's why this question
no,
was asked.
No, I think that was
now,
was
by the way,
question.
You can text questions in to 248-539-9797. They get put in the tub for future use. Next up.
All right. What is the ideal budget of a first date? The most you should be able to, most you should wow. be spending on a first date.
Things have changed.
Yeah, they have. It's been so long since I've been on a first date.
I mean, okay, so as a first date, as the guy, I'm going to pay for things, right?
Yeah.
I
so think what's your budget?
An offer to split. Yeah. Look, we're not going Dutch here. I'm buying you dinner, and we're going out and doing whatever. So I'm going to say. For a first date, I mean, you budget for 150, and if it goes more than that, then it's going to go more than that. And
so, nice dinner, $40, $50 a person.
Right.
Drinks, $40, $50. $200? $2?
Yeah,
I think it's a top end. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys are in the range. I think it's between $150 to $200. Now, does this include going to a game? Or doing something. Does the activity, you know, not just dinner, right? Is there drinks after? Like how much? I think $200 is right
that's,
in the ballpark.
You know, that's something I didn't think about. Like, okay, if the date is going to the Red Wing game or something like that, you're going to go get dinner downtown first.
Well, now you're pushing $600-$700.
Oh, yeah, well, it's pricey.
Yeah, I can really.
How much are condoms? Dinner. These are things you've got to ask.
How much does she
and
not look
lube.
Like her profile, right? How much do you not look like your profile?
Right. Yeah.
Gator. Just saying. Did not expect that.
No. So non-game, I think $200 is probably – you're capping at $200. I say $150 and see where it goes.
Yeah, but the game or concert or something, you can really put a dent in your own
personal
budget.
Then that's on you though, because that means you're trying to impress this broad and – and if that's really trying to impress. So if you're getting like good tickets,
yep.
That's on you. Okay? If you're spending $150 a ticket for something, okay.
Yeah,
all right,
you could
hot
be
shot.
Stuck with her at this game if
exactly.
You know, for like
exactly.
2 hours, 3 hours.
I mean, you shoot your shot, I guess.
I'm going to send a text to my oldest.
Okay.
Cuz he's in first date kind of place. Like he might go out on some first dates.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. Post college, got his job.
How much?
Making some money now.
All right.
I like it though.
Yeah,
what would you say, Kang?
Yeah, I'll say 200.
All right. Fair enough.
You guys ready?
Yes.
One more. Let's go here. Have you ever not told your wife you had the day off, and is that the okay?
Oh, I like this question.
Is it okay to not tell your wife you had the day off and just pretend you went to work? Is that what we're
so
doing
So I'm supposed
here?
To admit it right here on the air, huh? I never have done that.
I don't believe you.
I've never done it.
I do
well,
not
hold on.
Of course
that laugh was a little too uncomfortable.
Since we've been married, I've never done it. I'm sure I did before that, but since we're married, I've never done it. Is it okay? I would not think it's okay, but I can't think of a reason why. Like, for instance, if I come rolling in today and she's like laying on the couch watching a movie and I'm like, what's up? And she took the day off work. I'd be like, oh, cool. But I wouldn't be mad that she didn't tell me.
No, but if she comes home at like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock and she's wasted.
Well, then I got
like,
some questions. Then I'm going to be like,
where'd you go?
I'm going to think you were hanging out with Laura again, huh?
Oh, yeah, she's the root of all evil. Queen of bad decisions.
Yep. Kang, you're married? What do you say?
So listen, guys, of course it's not okay, but I could see why other guys would do it. Not me. Not me. I'm just saying I could see why other guys would do something like this.
It's just sad that people are in a relationship like that, that they can't just feel free to go ahead and tell.
Exactly.
There's no repercussions. I got the day off.
I'm so lucky to be in such a secure relationship.
Look at you. Mm-hmm. Look at you.
Yeah. You and your wonderful wife.
Model. This is a model couple right here.
Two beautiful, loving children.
I didn't know I had Veterans Day off. That was a last-minute thing. Look at the schedule.
I have a response from 23-year-old Karsh.
Okay.
200 to 250, depending on restaurant, what we're doing after.
See?
All right, well.
He's thinking ahead.
It's funny because we could be considered cheap when you find out how much a first date costs now, but I still go on dates with my wife, so I know how much a dinner bill costs. Kane, do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we do. You guys ready?
All right. Yes.
Would you rather be able to hear anything from 100 yards away or see anything from 100 yards away, like a superpower?
That's an interesting question.
I don't know if I'd want to hear, because people talk about you from of your shot.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd rather be blissfully unaware about what people are actually saying about me. Like, if it... Like, even right here today. Yeah, we're at the...
Right. We're in a fishbowl.
Students walking past, watching the show, and we can't hear anything they say. I don't want to hear what they say. Blissfully unaware. So I guess I'll go with see anything 100 yards away, but is there dangers in that, too?
No, I think there's less dangers. I agree with you. The blissfully unaware thing is great, and I feel like there's just too much noise if you're going to be able to hear everything. So I think seeing... For someone who has crappy eyesight like I do, I'll take the seeing.
Kang, what would you do?
Oh, man, I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer, or maybe two wrong answers here. You're right about maybe just being ignorance is bliss, but I'm gonna go with the seeing as well. I'm gonna go with the seeing because actually I'm nearsighted, so to be able to have farsightedness would work out well for me where I'm at in life right now. So I'm gonna be able to just spot dimes on the floor from 100 yards away.
Sure.
Right?
Yep. There you go.
Okay. This all
Think of all the dimes you're going to have now. That's a superpower you've got.
Wow.
I didn't think of it in those terms, but now that you bring it up, clearly.
I'm 60 cents richer.
Yeah.
Listen, they're taking pennies away, right? Not dimes, right?
That's true.
Okay. All right. And that concludes the big old tub of pretzels question. It is not the conference championship game. Twin Peaks in the script. I read it. Ron Burgundy'd it.
Did you?
Well, the Twin Peaks read said a rematch of last year's conference championship game. Lions, Washington did not play in the conference championship game. I Ron Burgundy'd it.
You did.
At least it didn't say go blank yourself, Detroit. I'm happy for that. All right, we got a ton of feedback here on a variety of topics. I took the day off yesterday and didn't tell the family. Signed, unnamed texter. And he wrote it out, unnamed texter. Yep. From Scott, canceling cable or internet subscription should be an Olympic demonstration sport.
Really
yes,
should be.
Yes, it should. Missed the entire third quarter of the Pistons. I didn't miss it, but I had it on and I was preoccupied with trying to cancel a subscription service that we no longer needed.
If you took the day off of work, let's say in the summertime, to go golf, could you get away with it by saying, hey, crazy day today. I went into the office and so-and-so called me and said, hey, we're taking you out for golf today. It's like I went into work. I planned to work.
I don't think she'd even disapprove if I just said I decided not to go in. It would feel, but
yeah,
I don't
she'd
know.
She'd probably say, I totally get it. Working with Gator, I understand.
Well, this is true. Next up, you guys are insane. If you're doing a dinner on the first date, drinks and an app, $75. Second date is $200.
Well, I mean, it depends where you want to go and how far you want to go to
impress.
How much
do you like this person?
Yeah.
I used to have a day off and not say anything. I would go to the office, chill, and then hit up a bar at 11 a.m.
Living dangerously.
You know, day drinking is on a weekday. You may have a problem if you do it a lot.
Right.
But the rare occasion
yeah.
that us commoners get to do that, hitting up at a bar at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday, it really is kind of fun.
Yeah, there's something different about it. It hits differently.
Yeah.
It's great.
What else here? I don't tell the significant other when I have a day off. She figures it all out on her own. I tell her when my vacation weeks are, but I don't remind her when they come up. Okay. Wife, day off. I work for the government. We get Veterans Day off. I never tell her until that day. I don't need her making me a to-do list.
Or you've had the last 30-something days off, but yeah, I understand.
Yeah, right. I'm 24. I'm not spending over $100 on the date. I mean, that's fine.
It's each their own and how much you feel like you can spend. And I think it depends on how old you are, you know, where you're at. There's definitely a difference between doing the dinner and the movie thing is not like, that's not the date anymore. You know, that used to be the standard 30, 40 years ago. It would be dinner and a movie. And it's a heck of a lot cheaper to do that than it is now. And now nobody goes to movies anyway.
So is that true?
I don't think people go to the
I thought it was just me.
Well, I was a former moviegoer. I haven't been to the theater in a long time.
Yeah, there's really no wrong answer.
No.
Because
it's
about the person. It's spending time with the person.
That's right.
Yeah. Here's one that said DMX, 6 foot, $200. So that's three questions he answered there. If he could listen to one musical artist the rest of his life, it would be DMX. You stop saying half inches as far as height is concerned when you get to 6 feet tall. And $200 is how much you'd spend on the first date.
And a friend texted me, said that for the band it would be either the Grateful Dead or the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
I'm not a Grateful Dead fan, so I'll agree with the Stones.
I love this answer. The Rolling Stones, if not them, what are we even doing here?
Well, you talk about a large library. I mean, this is a band that started in the 60s, and they just released an album in the last year. So I get it, and they're still rocking. Still good stuff. The last stuff I heard from their most recent album was good.
Radiohead all day, every day to the first tub of pretzels question. It's from an unnamed texter.
How many records does Radiohead have?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with Radiohead at all. So,
I don't think they had that many albums. So is their library enough to make you say absolutely? I mean, they're bands that I absolutely love. But for the rest of my life?
Yeah, it's a big ask. Seeing from 100 yards away would be awesome for golfing.
That is, I'm glad I chose the site because, yes, 100%.
So how would it help?
For me, it helps.
Help me figure out, because it still doesn't tell me what the distance. It's not like my sight becomes a range finder.
No, but you can find you can see your ball go out of bounds and know where it went. Or for me, because I what it's like playing golf with me. I always say in the tee box, hey, make sure you got your eyes on this, because sometimes I lose it when it gets up in the sky. I wouldn't have to say that anymore because I can see. Oh, there it is. The first 100 yards or whatever it is that King said we could see.
Gotcha.
It seemed like an eagle. Yeah. I'm going to find it right there. It's going to be in the fairway.
All right, so we talked some Pistons to begin the show. They've now won 6 of 7. The Red Wings are back in action tomorrow night at home. Rangers?
Yep.
Okay. Look, this team, that's a successful road trip. A successful West Coast swing. And they just keep stacking more wins than losses here, Scott. And we've jokingly said, until they get through the munch of Marth,
right?
As you put it. But I'm not going to say what's going on now is completely insignificant.
I don't think it is completely insignificant. I think what we've seen from, the top two lines are producing a lot of points, scoring a lot of goals. That's great to see. I think that, a healthy Dylan Larkin makes a big difference. And you saw what a difference maker he was in the Four Nations Cup, and then he gets hurt, and you saw what it was afterwards. And this team, they need their leader, and he needs to stay healthy. But it's also good to see that guys like Lucas Raymond, point-of-game guy, DeBrinket, even when DeBrinket wasn't scoring goals, he was still contributing and getting on the score sheet. Now he's scoring goals, and he looks dangerous on the ice. A guy like Marco Kasper, he looks great out there. I'm very encouraged by what we've seen, and lately they're getting better goaltending too, because the goaltending wasn't so great to start off, and yet here they are. They're starting to stack wins, which is great to see. You know, Talbot has stacked a bunch of wins, and now Gibson's turning in some good performances too. They need to have that strong goaltending. We've already seen some tweaks made to defensive pairings to start the season, and now they're going with the big two is Edvinson and Sider being paired together, and that's paid off.
Is the Centennial Fest this weekend?
Yeah, it starts tonight.
And what do you know about it?
At Motor City. I don't know a ton about it. They have, I guess there's a whole mess load of former Red Wings. They're going to be at this event.
Yeah.
Lots of, I think, autograph opportunities and photo opportunities to go check it out. But, man, if you go to redwings.com, you can find out all the information you need.
It's been a glorious history of late and, you know, kind of a rough decade here. So, I love the opportunity to relish and live in the past. I'm way more excited about what's going on right now. But it's always cool for fans to get out there and meet some of their heroes. So hopefully fans will take advantage of that. But
and it seems like every living former Red Wing is going to be around at various times for this weekend. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
A lot to celebrate in terms of what's happened here in all the Stanley Cups. But I'm liking what I'm seeing from this group. And you just want to know that it's real. And there was some exchanges the other day where, like, Axel Sandin Pelikka and Marco Kasper went in the corner to try and dig out a puck, and there were two much bigger San Jose Sharks in there, and it was a battle. And just the two young guys won the battle and took the puck out of there. And I'm like, that's what I like to see.
Yeah, just a 20-year-old and a 22-year-old.
Yeah,
whatever it is,
go into the corner with some vets and come out of the corner with the puck. And, you know, those are the small battles that are fought throughout the course of a game.
I guess I'm a little surprised, and maybe that's why I'm even more encouraged, because everything we heard in late spring, early summer about Sandin Pelikka was, oh, he's really good, but don't expect him to make the roster. He still has a ways to go. He hasn't played against, you know, real men just yet.
Right.
You know, give it some time. So it, like, kind of tempered the enthusiasm of that. And he comes out in training camp and is not at all intimidated by anything, and earned a spot, and so did Emmett Finney. You know, when you're able to start the season with young guys that are playing well, you know, hitting the ice, skating right away from the moment that they get their first shift, it's cool. It's cool to see that, because that's the plan that we had envisioned, the Iser plan, for years. We've been waiting to see the benefits of having the young guys play, and you know, it didn't work out with Brandzek Nygaard just yet. But imagine he'll make a reappearance later in the season. And Nate Danielson had a chance to make this team out of training camp, but he got hurt. So now he's down at Grand Rapids, and he's going to work hard to get back here. Having a young core of players is very encouraging, and these guys are getting it done right now.
Okay, straight ahead, Dan Campbell, why were no trades made? He answers that question, hear what he had to say. And have you guys ever talked about saying, F them picks? Again, hear what the head coach had to say to those questions yesterday. That is straight ahead here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.